Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Monday morning, as we are every other week. We are joined in studio by Mayor of Caney, Thomas Burke, and City Administrator Fred Gress. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Sam.
I don't believe I've seen you guys since the New Year holiday. Was it a couple of weeks ago? No, I don't believe so. So did you guys have a good New Year's?
New Year's was awesome.
Yeah. Certainly not a long enough break there for all of us. I got to spend some time out in the hometown for Christmas. Had to work on New Year's, but not long enough holiday, and then had to get right back into it. I can't believe it. We're 3/4 of the way through January at this point now, celebrating in honor of MLK Day today. But still, we got the meeting tonight for you guys, for the city of Caney as well. Some things to go over tonight in the meeting as well. Probably just a good time to outreach to the citizens. Yes, it's still on, so if you got questions, comments, concerns, make it to this meeting tonight. But Thomas, it looks like we got some good news to start with.
We do have some good news, Sam. The city of Caney, we got the community improvement grant of $600,000 for phase two of the wastewater improvement, which is awesome. Now, of course, that grant, we have to match that dollar for dollar, okay? And then, so if we add phase two and phase one up, that our wastewater collection system is going to be improved. That gives us $4.1 million to do that with. So that is a huge step for the citizens of Caney and getting the infrastructure back to where it needs to be.
Yeah, the infrastructure of it as well as, unfortunately, we, you know, in the news it was the Caney water break that happened a few weeks ago, and unfortunate that it was, but is this a good step in the right direction to completely avoiding any of those in the future?
Sam, you've got the utilities mixed up.
Okay. The
money that we're putting in place, that we now have in place, is for sewer improvements.
Okay.
Wastewater
so
only.
To the,
Now, on the water side, yes, we had another break, and it always seems like it comes at a holiday. So New Year's wasn't a good time because we were, and it was raining to boot, and we finally found the leak after the rain cleared, and got it fixed, but we got it fixed very quickly after we found it. But we still have water concerns, water issues, and we are working on them. We've started replacing some lines that we've had multiple leaks on with an alternate kind of line, and so we think we're headed down the right track. We still have some issues at the water plant that we're dealing with, but things are looking brighter and brighter, This $600,000 gets blended with USDA money, and USDA has already authorized the money for us. And so altogether, that $4.2 million, there'll be almost $900,000 of grant money, which is money we don't have to pay back.
Nice.
Now, the rest of it we do have to pay back. So it's a real positive. Could have we wanted more grant money? Sure. Who wouldn't want more grant money?
Yeah.
But we are turning our attention towards the water, and we'll start doing more and more visible things with water as time goes along. But there's so much of it in the background that we're already doing that you know, doesn't make the press. So.
Yeah, and I wish we could be as vague of a topic of water to group that in, but no, we do have to narrow it down to the specificity of it. So it is the wastewater, the sewage that comes with that as well. And I remember these conversations, you know, a month or two ago that you guys had mentioned that there is maybe monthly, even quarterly tests that's upon this, and to have a good system in place, you know, it's something that you just kind of have to put on the back burner. You don't have to worry about as much.
Absolutely, and not only the test results that the KDH&E is monitoring, but they do drop in unannounced on-site inspections, and in fact, we just had one last Friday at the water plant, and things went really well at the water plant, and in terms of the inspection, and we've got some issues that we're dealing with, and so far KDH&E likes what we're doing, and so we'll keep making those improvements and hopefully end up with better lab test results and can kind of get that monkey off of our back. So.
Yeah, and you had mentioned, obviously, a step in the right direction. We're now on to phase two. Is this a mapped-out plan with a certain amount of phases, or is it kind of like a living document that we just keep adding until we're satisfied with it?
Well, phase one was really started first because there's a couple court orders that demand that we do corrections, and so that's where phase one came about. And then when the federal government was actually doing something, they funded USDA with a huge amount of dollars, and so we were able to advance phase two a lot quicker than what we were going to be able to. So we actually have both these phases going relatively at the same time, and which is going to be a good thing, because once we get done with both phases, the sewer system will be that much more sustainable, and with proper maintenance, we shouldn't have big issues with sewer system. Now, that doesn't mean we won't have some private concerns and even maybe public, but the probability of it is certainly reduced significantly.
Yeah, and you had mentioned, you know, just basic maintenance is what we have to deal with now, not major Band-Aids, major, you know, major fixes, lots of dollars that go into it. It's just kind of that basic checkup with that. So that's good news. Good news with that. Everybody likes grant money, no doubt about money that you don't have to give back. So.
Well, yeah, it's our money we paid in, so let's get some of it back.
Let's get some of it back, exactly. So some good news on that front as Phase 2 now in order and going coinciding with Phase 1 with that. So good news down there in terms of the water treatment in the city of Caney. So, but we've got a meeting tonight. A couple of things on the agenda, I'm sure. However you guys would want to go over and kind of preview for this night's, tonight's evening.
Okay. Well, the first business is, in the structure that Caney operates under, the style of government, the council is required every year to give their voice of approval or disapproval to four different positions in the city, and those include the chief of police, the city clerk, the city attorney, and the municipal judge. So to keep their jobs, basically, there has to be an affirmative vote, and so those are listed individually at the top of the order, and I would certainly hope that all of these folks receive a, I would like to see them get a unanimous vote of approval, but we'll see what happens. The second item on the agenda is we're going to pay off a lease purchase arrangement that we have with Arvest Bank. We lease purchased some equipment several years ago, and we're getting close to the end of it, so we're going to go ahead and pay it off and get out from under that debt as well. The next item is we've been working with the City of Coffeyville Police Department and their dispatch center specifically to upgrade our abilities in Caney in terms of if you call for an emergency assistance, let's say it's an ambulance call, Coffeyville's dispatch is doing next-gen 911 service, which means the dispatcher can talk to the people reporting the need and walk them through a series of questions and a structure that helps them help the patient, and it also helps the responding EMTs or paramedics, depending on who they are, through the crisis until the ambulance arrives. So we're asking the council to consider a contract of service, if you will, with the Coffeyville Dispatch to provide that service in Caney.
Yeah, and I've always appreciated that about this this area. Every Thursday we speak with some law enforcement, whether it's the sheriff, whether it's the chief of police in Coffeyville, Independence, or other surrounding areas as well. They try and, I appreciate it, work very well, very close to each other here in Montgomery County and the surroundings as well. But within each county, they kind of work as one. So it's good to see that this goes into place because, I mean, you had mentioned there's sometimes just that little bit of information that you can tell an EMS responder as the first person there, or maybe something that you had done that potentially saves that individual's life, because it could be a bad car crash. It could be, you know, somebody's suffering maybe low blood pressure from diabetes while they're driving or something like that. And it's information that if you didn't know, you could assume something and either create more damage or potentially, you know, miss out on the opportunity of getting him or her some real help. So,
right. We think it's a positive. Caney will continue to do dispatching. We will continue to respond with our ambulance units and our other emergency personnel. It's just an added feature that we can do, and we think it's a positive. So we're recommending to the council that they accept it and we move on. And if somebody was going to push come to shove, I think we'll get there. So I hope we do anyway. The next item on the agenda is we've talked about water a little bit, and this is one phase that, amongst other things going on right now with water, but we are trying to do our best to create pressure zones within the city's distribution system. And basically what that is when we do get a leak or when we need to work on a series of pipes or whatever, we can cordon off an area and shut water valves so that we're only affecting that area that we're working on immediately, not the whole town, which unfortunately is usually where we end up going right now. But so we're asking permission to sign a contract, an additional work item with the engineer, which we will eventually end up with new base maps, which are critical in Caney because the ones we have, they're just not accurate. So we're going to start closing a lot of valves here, there, and yonder. So sporadically, someone may think they have low water pressure, and I would encourage them to go ahead and call. But it's probably us closing valves to identify these work zones, if you will. Yeah. So with this agreement, that's going to bring in the engineer to be working with us right alongside us as we make these decisions. So.
Cool. And these valves, are these something that need to be installed, or are they already in place on the system? We just need to figure out a way to, you know, kind of ordinate the water, like you had mentioned, to not put the whole town out of water, basically.
Some of them are going to have to be new installations. They'll have to be hot taps, and we want to be very careful where we do those and how many we do, because when you do a hot tap, they're expensive. I mean, you can figure about anywhere from $1,000 to $1,200 an inch of the size of the pipe. So, you know, if you put one on a 10-inch pipe, you know, you're talking over $10,000 just for that one valve.
Yep.
But so that's why it's so important to locate these things with as much knowledge as you can. So
yeah, bring in the engineer and have him do his job. So
there you go. There you go. The next item is a positive item. As you know, Sam, the city of Caney, with some wonderful people, started the Caney Betterment Group, and it's had a lot of success and will have a lot of success in the future. And they made a decision to join the Kansas Pride Program, and which is going to bring a lot of assistance to Caney. It has in other communities, and the Betterment Group is looking forward to working with the group. In fact, they had a representative in Caney last month at the Betterment Group meeting. And the Kansas Pride Group, they require the government to buy into this program every year through the form of a resolution. So that's what this is just keep going. You know, we like the Pride Program, and here's our authorization for you to do that. And so that's why it's on the agenda.
Yeah, I've heard great things from, you know, the president as well as a member, Trainer Reed, of that. And, you know, the basic infrastructure of kind of a chamber, kind of that whole, you know, community first, Caney community first type aspect to it. There's individuals there, but to not have a group set up in place, none of their words are going to be heard, none of their ideas. So it's good to have that kind of group and to be a part of other programs like this and First Impressions, like we've heard so much about. So very neat.
Right, so that's what that is, and it's an exciting thing for Caney, and you know, I would simply encourage, you know, other Caney folks. There's always room for more people to be involved.
Yep.
and we appreciate their comments. We appreciate their activity along with the rest of them, and you can you don't ever have enough people, but you know, because, and does everything strike their fancy? No. But that one thing that they really get into could be a critical issue for the city of Caney and its citizens.
Big game changer, potentially.
We would encourage anyone and everyone to come join us. The next item on the agenda, the council is going to be requested to accept a grant award from the State Fire Marshal's Office. This money is $7,220, I believe, and it's going to be used to buy some structural gear. It's a grant program that the fire department goes after every year, and they've had good success with getting that grant. So it's important for the volunteers that they keep up, you know, keep their gear up to date, and so this will provide, I think it's going to provide for four gear units. So
yeah, keep them safe, keep them healthy, and keep them, you know, they're on the job, being able to do what they do best. So
the next report is something that we've always done, but we're bringing it to the agenda just so that all the elected officials know, and we make a point of it. Every quarter we get a report from the fire chief showing attendance records, attendance at the events, attendance at training, attendance at community events by each fireman, or fire person, I say, because we do have some female firefighters. And so that's what this is. It gives the elected officials an opportunity to comment about attendance and the good job that the fire department does do. So, and then we also have another fire item on here. On the event last Friday, where the fire department got called out for assistance with the wreck. We've been battling analog radios for a while, and we simply have two analogs that we need to replace. And so the fire department has requested that we do that. And so it's an agenda item because it's going to spend more than $400. So we'll let the council react to that. And then under my section, I'll give the council a update on the swimming pool. As you know, Sam, the Kansas Department of Commerce, through the CDBG program, has offered up a opportunity for cities of 500 to 25,000 to apply for money to completely reconstruct an old pool. And Caney's pool qualifies very easily. But the catch is, of course, CDBG money you have to match dollar for dollar. This program will pay up to $1 million of a project, but if you spend $1 million, you got to kick $1 million in. So we're going to be launching a campaign to see if the voters of Caney will consider a sales tax modification so that we can create a revenue stream that would pay for our share of a grant for a new pool if we're so lucky to get awarded that grant. But you're going to hear a lot more about that. I'm sure that we have a subcommittee of energized ladies that have been associated with the swimming pool in one way or another. A lot of them actually go and walk in the pool every year, every day that it's open. And we have former instructors for for Red Cross swim lessons. And the Caney Pool has taught thousands and thousands of kids how to swim. And it's a critical issue. And we need some consistency of we know that the pool is going to be able to open, because we don't know until we try. And it can be very aggravating and create a lot of discontent if the pool won't operate. And this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. It won't come around again. So it's something that the city commission felt strong enough about to go for. And hopefully the citizens and the elected or the registered voters will agree with us that we can modify the sales tax just a little bit and provide a revenue stream to be able to get the match for the money.
Yeah, sometimes you got to hop on those and take it while you can get it with that. Again, Mayor of Caney Thomas Burke and City Administrator Fred Gresson with us here this morning. Well, gentlemen, thanks so much for spending some time with us on a Monday. If anybody out there in Caney that's got extra questions about these items tonight, obviously they need to get to this meeting. Thomas, where's that meeting at? What time? And how can they get there?
Okay, the meeting is at the City of Caney. Enter through the east doors of the main building. It'll be at 6 p.m. Now, that time has changed from the old time of 7 p.m., so okay. We do meet an hour earlier, 6 p.m.
Hour earlier today it is, so very good with that. Thomas, Brett, gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us here this morning.
Sam, thank you very much.
It's the Mighty 690, KGGF.